Good morning, my friend. Hope you are doing well. It's going to be an amazing day here in Nebraska, the 9th day of June, believe it or not. Hey, I got an early start to my work day today. I got some surgery, and I'm not going to bring you a new episode today. Yesterday, I released an old episode. It's actually from season one of the podcast way back in the day called Stop Waiting to Live Your Life. I played it another time on the podcast, earlier in 2022 or late in 2021. But for some reason, this episode, I released it yesterday to the paid subscribers on Substack. And by the way, you can get my newsletter, drleewarren.substack, S-U-B-S-T-A-C-K, drleewarren.substack.com. You can get the weekly newsletter for free. That's where this community really comes together, and it's amazing. There's also some paid options on there. So if you want more content, like I'm bringing the entire podcast archive online to Substack slowly. I'm bringing all my old newsletters from way back in the day, my entire archive, blogs, newsletters, podcasts, interviews, everything will be coming on Substack for the paid subscribers because I want there to be some massive treasure trove of value. But more importantly, I want my kids and my grandkids someday to be able to log on and hear everything I had to say, just so when they need a word from Pop, it'll be out there. But you can have it too, drleewarren.substack.com if you're interested. I'm going to bring you this episode because I woke up this morning thinking, you know what? A few people out there are going to need to, somebody is going to need to hear that episode today. Stop waiting to live your life. Apologize if you heard it already yesterday, but I feel like there's a reason why people all over the world need to hear this today. And the best way to do that is to put it back on the podcast. I'm going to give you Stop Waiting to Live Your Life as is. I'll see you tomorrow with something new. I got to go do some surgery a little bit earlier than I thought today. So we're praying for you. Don't forget the prayer wall is always there for you. WLE1MD.com/prayer. That's how you can pray with and for people all over the world. And prayer is the thing. And that's the thing that's going to help you more than anything else is get after it. WLE1MD.com/prayer. Here's Stop Waiting to Live Your Life. I'm going to give you a Tommy Walker song at the end of that called Make Us One. Just I feel like right now our society is so fractured and so fragmented. And the last thing Jesus prayed in the garden before he went to the cross was, Father, make them one. Unify my people. Bring them together. So just this is a call, a little prayer for bringing us all together from Tommy. He actually has two songs called Make Us One, and they're both amazing. But this is the one from his Book of John and Song concert, which is amazing. I'll put the link in the show note. But I just want to give you a little music to worship with or hang out with as you're doing your morning drive or your workout or whatever you're doing today. And I'll be back with something new tomorrow. Here's Stop Waiting to Live Your Life, my friend. And don't forget, if you want to stop waiting to live your life, all you got to do is start today.
Hey, friend, I'm so glad you're here. Today, I want to give you some advice. I know that sounds weird to say since this is a personal development podcast, and it would seem like I'm basically here every week just to give advice, but I don't see it that way. Really, the truth is, I write and I speak and I podcast to help myself navigate my own life, since there's so much of it that I haven't figured out yet. So sharing these thoughts with you is how I work through my issues. It's how I work through my life. So I don't see myself as much as a dispenser of advice as much as a fellow traveler in this sometimes hard life. Does that make sense to you? The Greek philosopher Thales, when they asked him what was easy, he said, to give advice. But when they asked him what was hard, he said, to know yourself. So that's why I'm here, because we're all just trying to figure this life thing out together, right? But I've been hearing a lot of people lately saying something that resonates with me, and I'm so passionate about it because I lived it for so many years, and I need to talk about it with you. There are so many of us who are putting off our lives because we're waiting for some future time or event or situation to arrive or occur before we can really live. I'll give you a great example from my own life. Do you know how long I was in school? From when I started kindergarten to when I finished my neurosurgery residency, from age 5 to age 32, that was 27 years that I was in continuous school. And it's like getting on a water slide. Once you let go of the rail at the top and start sliding, there's no stopping. You're going down. You're going to go all the way through it. And that's how I felt about school. Like I felt like I had to just keep pressing through and working and going and going and going. And I never had an opportunity to wake up and realize that all I was doing was going to school. I found myself constantly working, striving to get into the next school, to make the honors or the grade point average, to get the scholarship, to match into the residency, to get the job. And I woke up one day and I was 44 years old and my wife and I had raised our kids and built a business together and lived through a lot of hard things, but we were always waiting. Waiting to travel. Waiting to find some time when next year will be a little calmer. Waiting to deepen some relationships or start a new endeavor because we're too busy right now. Waiting, 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 and working and working and working. And then one day in 2013, we lost our son. And suddenly, the context of everything we'd been doing changed. And after a few months, when I could articulate it, when I could start to express it, I realized that waiting to live your own life is a terrible sin against yourself and those people who love you. And when I started blogging and writing in 2014, I finally was able to put a name on it. So today, we're going to talk about how it's time, my friend, for you to stop waiting to live your life. It's time for you to stop waiting to love your life. It's time for you, dear friend, to start today. Hey, I'm so glad to have you listening today. I'm Dr. Lee Warren, and I live in the United States of America with my incredible wife, Lisa Warren. I'm a neurosurgeon and an author, and I'm here to help you harness neuroscience, the power of your brain, faith, the power of your spirit, and good old common sense to help you lead a healthier, better life. Listen, you can't change your life until you change your mind, and we're here, I'm here every week to help you learn the art of self-brain surgery to get that done. You can get the show notes and more on my website at www.wleewarrenmd.com. And if you like the show, please subscribe to it so you never miss an episode. And please rate and review it wherever you listen to podcasts. I really beg you to go rate and review the show because that helps other people find the show so we can help them too. This show is being listened to in all 50 states of the United States and 45 other countries every week. And people learn about it when you share it with them. So thanks in advance for your ratings, reviews, and shares. This is episode number 13 of the Dr. Lee Warren Podcast. Stop waiting to live your life. So let's get after it. Okay, I want you to know that there's a Bible verse, Psalm 139:16, that says this: "Your eyes saw me before I was put together, and all the days of my life were written in your book before any of them came to be." Think about that. Your eyes saw me before I was put together, and all the days of my life were written in your book before any of them came to be. Friend, our days on this earth are not limitless. I know that you know that already. I know you do. But we often forget to think about it. God knew before he made you how many days you have on this earth and how they would play out. One more time, your eyes saw me before I was put together, and all the days of my life were written in your book before any of them came to be. Just ponder that for a moment. It's a little scary to me, but it's also really comforting because life has a way of making us think that it's not time yet, or we're not ready yet, or there's some reason to hold off on certain things because of an infinite number of excuses that we make to ourselves that keep us from really living while we're alive. I've noticed personally at least 5 different examples of this in people that I care about lately, including myself to some degree. The first one is a simple thing. Like, sometimes we don't let people take pictures of us because we want to be in better shape, or we want to look differently, or wish we'd worn something different, or maybe we don't feel like it. So we'd say no when somebody wants to snap a picture of us. But here's the thing. If somebody who loves you wants a picture of you, that's a great compliment because it means they like how you look right now. It means they want to remember this moment in this place at this time with you right now. It means that they love you and they want to share this time, this day, this thing that you're doing, and the way that you look and the way that this feels to them right now. They want to share that and experience it later again with you and with other people. We have to stop waiting for things to be or feel perfect, because guess what? They almost never are. We have to stop waiting for them to feel perfect before we live our lives, because we don't know how much more life we have left. Listen, I want to share something really personal with you right now. And I know I've probably talked about this before. I know I've written about it before. But after we lost our son, it became really apparent that every picture we were ever going to have of him, we already had. That there was a bag full of pictures and lots of digital places where we had photographs, but there would never be another one. And there aren't enough. I want new ones. I want different ones. I want to see different aspects of my son. I wish I had more video of him and audio of him, but I don't. Don't do that to your loved ones. Don't leave your loved ones wondering why there weren't any pictures of you or not enough pictures of you. We have lots of pictures of Mitch. What I'm saying is when somebody wants to take a picture of you, don't think that you need to wait until a different time in your life before you let that happen, because now is your life. Your life is happening right now, and this is one day of a limited stack of them that you have. And so live fully in the moments that you're in. Stop waiting for some other time when it's going to feel different or be different for you. And be in the moment with the people that you love right now. Here's another one. We wait to travel because we think we're too busy. But then guess what's going to happen? Time's going to go by, and you're still going to be busy. And you'll find yourself 15 or 20 years from now with a whole bunch of stuff that you bought with all the money that you made from working, but not any experiences or memories of the time that you took off to travel and enjoy this beautiful world and enjoy time and experiences with the people that you love. I promise you, at the end of your life, you will care more about the memories that you made than the stuff that you accumulated. So value and take the time to see the world and go around this beautiful place with the people that you love, because there will never be a more convenient time than now. You might think there will, but there won't be. Stop waiting to live your life and start doing it now. Here's another one. We wait to start relationships or make new friends because we think we don't look good. We think we aren't in good enough shape. We think we need to lose weight or we don't have time. And we end up spending years isolated and lonely and working all the time and feeling unlovable because we never put ourselves out there. And we never tried to make meaningful friendships or relationships outside of work. Or equally dangerous, sometimes we get frustrated later in life and we settle for people that have all kinds of red flags around them because we're lonely or we waited too long to start. Stop waiting. It's time to get out there and get into life. There are people who you need, and there are people who need you. I'm not just talking about romantic relationships either. I'm talking about friendships and small groups and mastermind groups and ways to put yourself around other people who can make you better. The Bible's not joking when it says that iron sharpens iron and two's better than one and three's a cord of three strands is not quickly broken. We are designed to be impactful and impacted by other people, impactful to and impacted by other people. We're supposed to be sharpening other people and letting them sharpen us, but often we wait because we think we don't have anything to add or offer, and we think we don't have anything of value to give to other people, and it's just not true. The fact is, everybody that you're waiting to get involved with in your life, they're broken and imperfect as well. They've got kingdom gifts, spiritual gifts, but they also have human frailties and human weaknesses, just like you do. I heard a pastor say that phrase, kingdom gifts and human weaknesses, in the wedding of our niece Madison, when she got married to Matt, our new nephew. He said, these two people who have kingdom gifts and human weaknesses are coming together. And that's what we forget when we think we're intimidated to go out and get involved in other people's lives or try to add value to other people's lives. We think it's because they're somehow better than we are and we need to get ourselves ready to be involved in their lives. But the fact is, they're just as needy and just as broken and just as insecure as you are. They just got there first. So stop waiting to live your life and start getting involved in other people's lives now. It's time to start. Hey, before we go to the last one, before we go any further, let me give you this week's thing that will help. There's a concept in the Bible called first things. Jesus said in Matthew 6:33, seek the kingdom of God first, above all else, and live righteously, and he will give you everything you need. The context of that verse is the Sermon on the Mount. Jesus is really given the greatest recorded sermon in the history of the world. And the passage in which he's saying, seek the kingdom first, is in a context of talking about things that we shouldn't be worrying about. He just has gone through this list of don't worry about what you're going to wear, or what you're going to eat or drink, or where you're going to sleep, because God even takes care of the flowers and the birds. God takes care of everybody, and he'll take care of you too. And in the midst of saying all that, he says, but seek first the kingdom above all else, and he'll give you everything that you need. And the very next verse says, so don't worry about tomorrow, for tomorrow will bring its own worries. Today's trouble is enough for today. Now, that's a whole sermon unto itself, because in the context of this episode, when I'm talking about stop waiting to live your life, the flip side of don't worry about tomorrow because tomorrow's got enough trouble of its own is that the trouble that you're having today that's keeping you from waiting until tomorrow, or that's keeping you rather from enjoying life now, and you keep waiting for tomorrow to do it. The fact is, tomorrow's just going to be as messy and busy and not perfect as today is. So if you wait for tomorrow, you'll then wait for the next tomorrow, and you'll just never get anything done. So that's a whole different lesson, but it's right there in Matthew 6:33 and 6:34. But the reason God wants to be first, besides the fact that he's God and he deserves to be first, is also because of the neuroscience about how he made your brain. He wired us to need to control how we think. And the way that we can control how we think, you remember how I'm always saying you can't change your life until you change your mind? The way that you can change your mind is by really tightly controlling what you allow yourself to think about. And one of the most powerful ways to do that is to control what you put into your brain first thing every morning. And so if you can discipline yourself to put some good stuff in there first, before you open your email and get other people's agendas all up in your face, before you open your web browser and read the latest political fiasco that's happening, or read about some bad thing that's occurring, before you do any of that, discipline yourself and put something good in your head and in your heart the first thing every day. For me, that comes down to worship music and reading the Bible first thing every day, because that controls the nature and character of what I'm allowing myself to think about. I'm putting first some things that really matter, because that's how neuroscience, you can leverage neuroscience to control and filter how the rest of your day plays out. There's a guy, Chase Tucker, who's one of the instructors from Peloton. And Chase says, you win the morning, you win the day. And what he means by that is if you discipline yourself and you get up and you work out before you go to your job and you sweat and you burn some calories, you're doing more than just exercising your body. You're preparing your brain to control and dominate that day, because you've made a decision to put something, to invest something for yourself before you get embroiled in whatever everybody else has for the rest of your life for that day. You win the morning, you win the day. You seek first the kingdom, and everything else will come next. And don't worry about tomorrow, because tomorrow's got enough of its own troubles. And the context of this episode, I think it's perfect to add that, because every day that you wait to live your life is another day of your life that you spent not loving and not living the life that God intended for you to live. And that, my friend, is this week's thing that will help. Now, this episode is all about how we need to recognize that our lives, our days, have a number on them. We need to maximize our impact on the world. And we need to live abundantly, joyfully, during all of those days. But we spend so much time waiting, worrying, thinking we're not there yet, or not good enough to do the things that God is calling us to do in order to enjoy our lives and impact others like he wants us to. And the number one way that I've seen this happen, number four on this list today, is that we wait to take that chance, to start that business, to start that exercise program, to write that book, to do the thing, to go to that school. We wait because we're insecure. We wait because we don't think we're smart enough or that it's not the right time. But here's the thing. Here's the deal. It's never the right time to take a leap of faith. It's always scary. It's always hard. The old saying about how entrepreneurs are people who work like no one else is willing to work so they can live like no one else is able to live, that's also true for writers and artists or creatives and for anybody who feels called to make a big leap of faith in their life and do something different. It's true for you and it's true for me. Anytime that you want to do something new, when you feel the tug of God on your heart, it's time to move. There's never a convenient time for radical life changes, and there's never a time when you're going to be less scared of it than you are now. But the fact is, as Tony Robbins is always saying, emotion follows motion. And if you want to feel better, you have to do better. So if you want to start living your life, you're going to have to start moving. You're going to have to take a chance and take a leap at some point and get after it. That's what I'm always telling you. You can't change your life until you change your mind, because there's never a convenient time to make these big changes. Listen, waiting to live your life until some magical future moment arrives when all the stars line up and your schedule is clear and you've lost 20 pounds and you look just like you did 20 years ago is a great way to keep staying stuck exactly where you are now. You, my friend, are a unique, gifted, intelligent person. And you were designed to be in exactly the place and the time that God has put you in right now. If you don't believe me, go back and listen to episode number 2 of this podcast for more on that. I talked a little bit about Fibonacci numbers, which is silly, and it's a math thing, but the metaphor holds up. All the things that have happened in your life have led you to be right here, right now, listening to this podcast and ready to pounce on that thing that you've been putting off for so very long to really live and love your life. And why do I say love your life? You're supposed to love your own life. You remember in the Bible, if you don't, let me tell you the story. There's a time when the teachers, the Pharisees, the leaders came to Jesus and they asked him, hey, what's the most important commandment in the Bible? They were actually trying to trick him. They were being disingenuous with him. It's in Matthew 22:36-40 in the King James. And the story goes like this. The teachers come and they say, Master, which is the great commandment in the law? Which is the greatest commandment in the law? And Jesus said, Thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart and all thy soul and all thy mind. This is the first and greatest commandment. And the second is like it. Thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself. On these two commandments hang all the law and the prophets. Now, most of us remember that we're supposed to love God and we're supposed to love our neighbor. But did you see the other one? Buried in the back half of that commandment is the message for today. Love your neighbor as yourself. Friend, you are commanded by God, the God who made you, the God who thought of you, whose idea you were, who knows all the days of your life before one of them come to pass, the God who Psalm 34:18 says, will come near to you when you're brokenhearted. The God who takes note of your tears. The God who rises to show you compassion. The God who longs to be gracious to you. The God who has a plan for you, a plan to prosper you, and a plan not to harm you, has commanded you to love yourself. And refusing to love or even live the life he's given you is a terrible waste of the joy and the abundance and the impact that you are made to have. And you don't have an endless supply of the days on this earth. So stop waiting for some future day to enjoy the ones you do have. And start that today. Hey, thanks for listening. The Dr. Lee Warren Podcast is brought to you by I've Seen the End of You, a neurosurgeon's look at faith, doubt, and the things we think we know. Available from Waterbrook, Penguin Random House, everywhere books are sold. And don't forget to support your local booksellers. We had a great book signing this week in Casper, Wyoming, sponsored by Wind City Books. And I want to send a shout out to Vicki Berger of Wind City Books and to the Natrona County Library for hosting that event. And I just want to remind you, wherever you live, your local booksellers really need your support. So go out and buy I've Seen the End of You from your local bookseller. You can subscribe to this show so you automatically get every episode. And please, 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 please share, rate, and review the show, because that is how other people find out about it. Go to my website, wleewarrenmd.com, for more information about my letter, which is read in every state and 45 countries every week. And you can get it for free at my website, wleewarrenmd.com. And you can also get the show notes, information about my books, and more. The theme music for this show is Blue Highway by Poddington Bear, available for free at freemusicarchive.org. Remember, you can't change your life until you change your mind. So start today. I'm Dr. Lee Warren. God bless you, and have a great day.
We are gathered here to worship you and to pray the prayer that you prayed for us. Just as the Father, God, and you are one, give us unity and harmony. Make us one, 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 living in your love, love, love. Make us one. You have come.